When I got fired from my 9-to-5 job in 2016, I knew I was never going to return to a corporate lifestyle. It was first painful, confusing, and devastating. But then all of a sudden I felt like some incredible power took over me and I asked myself for the first time in my life, who am I? Who do I live for? Why am I here? What I did not know back then was that a path of true healing, empowerment, self-discovery, creativity, freedom, and self-realization was ahead of me. So I quit the corporate. I was 30 years old back then. I had a master degree in my hands. I spoke 4 languages. I had great work experience behind me. I traveled abroad. But I did not feel appreciated. So I asked myself, why did I do all the hard work if I cannot even get paid for it or rewarded for it? So I rebelled. There was no going back anymore. One thing led to the other. I did not even have the time to process everything. It was all so exciting. This new journey of entrepreneurship and solo creating and social media experience, all was so new, so creative, and for the first time in my life, I was living fully and authentically. I could do whatever I wanted to do. I was in the process of launching my own business, while constantly working on myself, searching for inspiration, and the right tribe to push me forward on my new creative, open-minded, emotional roller coaster journey. I had some savings, so I traveled, I explored, I networked, I went through the most mind-blowing experiences. But you know, I was so lonely. Traveling meant more escaping than exploring. And thankfully, I could not escape my own healing. So finally in March 2019, I was ready. The student was ready and the mentor I wished for appeared. That was the beginning of a huge shift and spiritual awakening where I was forced to let go of my old self and create a completely new identity. Welcome to the Ideal Self Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to support you on a deeply transformative journey of self-love, healing, and manifestation. I share with you how you can embody the person you want to be, your ideal self, and become one with all your desires. No matter where you currently are on your journey, health, wealth, and love are your natural birthright. My name is Anita Broca. I'm a personal development trainer, spiritual mentor, communication scientist, and now your podcast host. I'm so glad you're here and even more excited about supporting you in loving yourself more, in healing yourself, and last but not least, in manifesting with the biggest ease, because all that is possible for you too. Join me on this podcast and start living a conscious, meaningful, and fulfilled life. Hi everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Ideal Self Podcast. I'm Anita, your host, and in today's episode I talk about, well, the name of this podcast. Who is this ideal self? Our ideal self? How do we connect with it? Why should we practice connecting with it? And how did I use it in the past few years as the biggest manifestation and self-healing tool? I'm not gonna lie, I literally cured my anxiety through this practice, and it had such a huge impact on me, on my relationships, on my health and overall well-being, on my whole life, that I'm really thrilled to spread the word about this practice and its effectiveness. So let me ask you right away, who do you think is our ideal self? Who is your ideal self? Take just a minute with me and try to answer this question for yourself. Who is your ideal self? Imagine a little bit, play with it. Is it a specific person that comes to your mind? Or is it an experience or a lifestyle? What comes to your mind first? Okay, so every time I ask someone this question, I consciously leave huge space and open-mindedness for an answer, because some people hit me right away with some amazing, super specific vision and idea and a powerful persona they see in a few years of time. And others are like, they're just going more general about it. Like, they tell me something about their health or money or love. And then there are also some people who do not know yet what to answer or feel a bit confused because, well, they're actually right, because our ideal self can change too as we grow and evolve and have new desires in life. That's normal. And that's actually the whole beauty about it. We are forever growing. We are forever healing. We are forever birthing and manifesting new desires. It doesn't really have an end. This is human nature, and we need to fall in love with this whole process. And we can still enjoy the now and be very deeply thankful for what we have. But at the same time, be totally eager for more. Excited for more and wanting more out of life and creating and designing our life on purpose and with fun and ease. But there's only one little problem with this. You know what that is? We wonderful human beings, we kill our growing desires daily. On a regular basis. Well, yeah, we do that. Because somehow we don't believe in an ideal self, in an ideal life, in an ideal version of us. Because, you know, who has it all, right? We don't know anyone. You know, the truth is, most of us are just scared of the unknown, no matter how beautiful it could be. We are dreaming. We say, yeah, well, one day I'll be or do this. And then we wait, we postpone, we find excuses. We do it because we are scared. We rather stay where we are, even though we are not happy. But it's okay because it's comfortable and known to us. But we literally kill our desires every single day by making decisions based on what is and not on what could be. We're constantly on autopilot. We're thinking the same thoughts over and over again, reacting to the same things, and we are simply losing control. We are like robots. Instead, we could make some time to consciously create. To create, to imagine more, to visualize our best life a bit more, to connect with our ideal life just a bit more. But of course, we think it's not possible because of our environment, because, like, hey, there is nobody in my family who is truly happy with their job or life or health or love life, and nobody is living their purpose. So who the hell am I to question anything in this world and start over? Well, let me tell you, you are more powerful than you think you are. You are a conscious being living this human experience, being capable of creating their own life, period. A beautiful life by design is possible for all of us. That is me, that is you, that is everyone. And now you think, yeah, well, but maybe not now. Maybe my future self. But your future self, your ideal self, is not somewhere over there. It is not someone in 5 or 10 years. This wonderful person is available to you right now. You just gotta show up like it. Breathe like it. Walk like it. Sleep like it. Talk like it. Think, feel, and act like it. So that's it, basically. And don't you even dare thinking now or saying, no, I'm not gonna fake it till I make it. It doesn't work. Yeah, but it's not about that at all. It's about building faith and real confidence in self. Like, do you even understand how powerful this is, what I'm talking about? We are creating from the field, from the quantum field, and grabbing that future version of us and becoming it every day until we are one with it. I got chills on my body, seriously. And all this, we are doing all this through the power of language we live in, through our body, through our mind and emotions, through acting, thinking, and feeling. Basically, in one word, through being. So, I think I'm just gonna leave you with the following words now. Be the person you want to be right now, today, now, when you stop listening to this. Be your ideal self right now. Be the life you want to live right now. And be the change you want to see in the world and in others right now. Because it's only you. It's always been you. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate the podcast and share it with your loved ones. In the show notes, I'm also leaving a link for a short guided meditation, which I created the other day. It's called the Ideal Self Meditation. Enjoy. Let us also connect on Instagram at Ideal Self Podcast, where you will be the first to know about the upcoming episodes. And you know, I haven't just found love in educating and mentoring, but also I love to entertain you through my videos. And you may DM me if you have any questions or want to leave a feedback. I'm more than happy to answer. Until the next episode, stay tuned.